Good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's little segment of High Plains Outdoors, where we have a few minutes to visit and talk about fun stuff, the outdoors. You know, this past week has been a challenging time for sportsmen and everybody else. It's definitely impacted the way that those of us that love the outdoors go about enjoying the outdoors. A good, for instance, is about this time of the year for the past few years, a few friends of mine and some family, about five or six of us, get together and fish in a remote creek on it's a area that nobody goes to. It's on private land, and it's not accessible by the road. We go and catch white bass during the peak of the run. Well, this year, I did make the trip with one buddy, actually my nephew. But, you know, by and large, folks are staying to themselves. And it's understandable. But the challenges of being an outdoorsman and hunting and fishing during this period are pretty great. And that's a topic that I wrote my newspaper column on this past week. And I'd like you to read it. The column is always here at High Plains Public Radio. You can go to hppr.org and click on features, and then you can go to Luke Clayton's Outdoor Show. I'd like you to read the column this week that I wrote. The trip to the little fishing hole was different. I had to stop by a little convenience store and get fuel. Well, pulled up to the pump, you know, and put my latex gloves on, just like if I were skinning a hog or something, and handled the pump, you know, to stay germ-free, you know. Got the gas that way. Walked inside the little convenience store. And you know, folks, there's just a different feel, and I know each of you have probably experienced this when you are in a group of people. As I wrote in my column, you know, look on the people's faces is just not the same. And I don't think, I wonder if some of us might be overreacting, you know, almost a look of fear or anger. I don't know, just not the same. There's even what really impressed me, there was marks on the floor pointing out 6-foot increments, you know, where you have to stand. I had to buy some ice to ice those fish down with. That's why I went inside the store. I used my bank card, of course, to buy the fuel. But my nephew and I had already planned we're going to keep social distancing in force between us. You know, fishing a creek, you still have, he drove his truck and I drove mine. We fished different areas, different holes there in the creek where the fish were. Fishing was really good. We were using little yellow beetle spins, and we caught a bunch of white bass. Also caught one or two little yellow bass that were about 10 inches long. Excellent eating, by the way. And my nephew was a crappie guide for about two decades, and he had his jig pole there, used some little jigs, and caught several crappie. But the big thing was the white bass. We even social distances at the distanced at the cleaning table, if you can believe that. He was on one end and I was on the other end. So we maintain our 6-foot required distance there. But as we go through these times, you know, fishing and hunting are outdoor sports. I've read the regulations for, in place, I guess, quarantine. I'm not sure exactly the word, but shelter in place, I guess, is what it's called. When it addresses the outdoors, it talks about running, jogging, bicycling. It does not mention fishing or hunting, but now is a good time. If you're in a situation where you can do it, to put some wild pork in the freezer. I don't think, at the meat markets, they're limited supply at some places. Wild pork is, in my opinion, every bit as tasty as domestic pork, probably more so. But we're in different times. We just have to shift down into a little bit different gear for a while, and we'll all get through this. But try to keep your kindness showing when you're out in the public. I'm certainly doing that. Folks, we're out of time. Wish we had more. Talk to you next week. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, that's texlandmark.com, Air Force Air Guns, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Smokintex Electric Smokers, Sitemark Pyramid Air, Texas Raised Hunting Products, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.